This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Susie Ahn, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is sending his condolences to the family of a CPD officer who was killed over the weekend while off duty. Officer Luis Huescao was shot and killed in the Gage Park neighborhood. Johnson says he visited with the officer's mother and uncle.
To see one of our fallen officers' body lay as the family was preparing to go into the morgue, it's one of the most difficult things that I've ever done. I show up every single day for the people of Chicago.
Chicago police say they were alerted to the gunshots by a shot spotter alert. The gun detection technology's contract with the city will be ending later this year, a top campaign promise of Johnson's. Johnson reiterated his pitch to address violence by tackling its root causes. Tony Preckwinkle was unanimously reelected today to another two-year term as head of the Cook County Democratic Party. She had no challengers. Preckwinkle has led the party as chairwoman since 2018. She'll be tasked with unifying her peers ahead of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago in August. Walgreens pharmacists in the south suburbs have been demonstrating outside the drug stores today. It's part of a weeks-long campaign at 46 locations to drum up support for union contract talks. The National Pharmacists Association LIUNA union represents nearly 900 Chicago-area pharmacists. Joe Pignataro is the union's president and a pharmacist in West Suburban Batavia. He says the biggest sticking point is wages.
Right now, over 74% of Walgreens sales comes from the pharmacy itself. Pharmacists in general are the ones that are creating some of that profit, and we should share in it.
He says area pharmacists have only gotten a 2% wage hike in the past 7 years. The National Weather Service says there's an elevated fire risk in the Chicago area until this evening. Breezy, dry weather can ignite shrubs and branches more rapidly, especially when rain hasn't recently fallen. People who need to burn anything outside today are being advised to either take extra precautions or wait until tomorrow. Construction on South DuSable Lakeshore Drive between Roosevelt Road and 31st Street is underway. The whole project is expected to take 8 weeks to complete. Officials say up to three lanes of the road could be closed during the day while work is getting done. Three southbound lanes will be closed between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. One lane will stay closed between 4 p.m. and 9 a.m. daily. Officials say one southbound lane will be closed 24/7. The city's transportation department is encouraging drivers to find alternative routes, allowing for extra travel time or using public transit. The Palestinian Film Fest kicked off this weekend at the Jean Siskel Film Center in the Chicago Loop. The event is the longest-running film fest of its kind and showcases shorts, documentaries, features from Palestinian writers and directors. The fest runs through May 4th. Several screenings over the weekend sold out. Weather-wise, we're expecting a temperature drop in the middle of the week, but for now, we've got high temperatures in the mid-60s. We could see some rain tonight and possibly thunderstorms on Tuesday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Susie Ahn. Thanks for listening.